We've got the oldest fleet on the roads, but which are the cars most likely to do you harm should you have an accident in terms of secondhand cars? Professor Stuart Newstead is acting director of the Accident Centre at Monash University. Hello.
Good morning, Rick.
This is really interesting, the perspective of this study, which is really looking at how hurt you'll get in the car you're in. How do you work that out?
Essentially, what we do in this study is collect police crash reports from across Australia and New Zealand. We link those up to registration records so we can identify the cars involved. And then we look at the rates of death and serious injury in each car that's in model that's involved in crashes. We do some adjustment, though, because you don't want to penalise vehicles that are driven in more in dangerous situations or with higher risk drivers in it. So we correct that through the analysis and come up with essentially a rating that is standardised for crash circumstances and the sort of people driving the vehicle, and look at how the vehicle itself contributes to the risk of being killed or seriously injured when you're involved in a crash.
I mean, that really makes me just want to go, which are the worst? Who failed?
Well, there's a range of performance. There's some general trends that you can see in the rating. So if you drive a extremely small car or an old car, you're much more at risk of being killed or seriously injured in a crash. There's some sort of general differences between models. Some of the more sort of highly specified premium German cars, for example, on the whole perform well, but it's not as simple as just putting a general stamp on. You really have to look through the ratings and you'll see that there is significant difference in performance between cars, even within the same sort of class that you might be looking at.
You look at fuel efficiency as well, which is also so important, especially a lot of Tasmanians do quite big drives and they're in and out of rural roads and then urban roads. So which cars rated really well?
Well, there's some quite affordable cars if you want to buy secondhand, and this is what it's really all about. Our ratings really only cover those cars once they've been on the road and they've been driven and crashed by people in the real world. But if you look at, for example, if you're buying a small car, things like a secondhand Audi A3 or a V1 series are good, but perhaps even more affordable cars like a secondhand Subaru Impreza scores quite well, recent models. If you like your fuel economy, the Toyota Prius, the third generation manufactured from 2009, scores very well. And for some of these vehicles, we also award what we call a safer pick, and they're the ones that have additional technologies like electronic stability control, which has proven in real-world research to be incredibly important in helping you to avoid crashes. If they've got that technology fitted, we give them an extra tick if you like.
Quarter to seven, ABC Radio Hobart. We're looking at the used vehicle fleet and which ones will keep you safest if you're in an accident or a bingle. And I mean, these ones are all on our roads mostly. Lots of German cars. The Volvo just makes it there. And the Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Audi, all right up there. What about some of the other electric vehicles that are coming on to the market? Do we not have good stats on them because there just aren't so many on the roads?
That's exactly right. So a vehicle really has to have sufficient real-world exposure. And unfortunately, Australia hasn't been a great uptaker of electric vehicles yet, but we're always collecting new data and always adding new data to the analysis in this project. So every year we'll rate as many vehicles as we can, and hopefully some of the electric vehicles start to pop up in the ratings in future years.
Yeah, you'd have to imagine that'd be pretty high rated in terms of those safety specs. Of the safety specs, which ones are the most effective in protecting you in an accident? Is it about having airbags? Is it side airbags? Is it the cars that beep at you when you're too close to other cars?
Well, we certainly know in terms of occupant protection, there's a range of things that really give you an advantage. And absolutely having frontal airbags, side airbags, particularly curtain airbags, our research has shown are incredibly effective. But this is why these ratings are important, because it's not just sort of ticking a box list of what a car has. It's about an integrated design. Mm. So what you need is firstly a structure in the vehicle that protects you in the event of a crash and doesn't crumble. And then you need those additional features to work with that structure to provide the protection you want from injury. So that's why you need to actually do these sort of ratings and have a look back. We
So
know that the sort of things that NCAP tests are important, and they tend to, a car that scores well on NCAP as a new car, offer additional protection in a used car, but it's there's a whole range of things that you need to look for. So your tip is look for the ratings.
And I'll give you details of where you can find those in a second. What about our commercial vehicles, utes, which are like booming as vehicles in Tassie at the moment, and people movers?
Yeah, well, commercial utes are booming across the country and have been for a number of years now. And a number of those actually score the newer ones particularly. And some of the older ones are pretty terrible, but they've really upped their game in the last few years for occupant protection performance. But we generally don't give them the secondary tick because one of the problems we have with those sort of vehicles is they pose a very high risk of injury to other people that they collide with. So we also assess this and work it into the additional scoring on the rating. So a sort of Hilux or a Ranger, the most popular vehicles in the country, are not too bad, the most recent ones for protecting you, but they're really quite high risk for other people that you run into, whether it be another vehicle occupant or a pedestrian or a cyclist. So that's why we really don't give those the big tick as well,
Is that true
because
of SUVs?
no, not so much of SUVs because they tend to have quite different types of construction. You'll see that if you look at a four-wheel drive ute, they tend to be built on what we call a ladder chassis, and they're very stiff and very unyielding to other road users, and that can create problems for those inside as well. Whereas an SUV tends to be built on what we call a monocoque, so it's an integrated frame structure, and they perform a lot better in protecting other road users, and their recent designs are very good at protecting their own occupants as well. So if we actually, a recent study we did suggested that if you had everyone had bought SUVs rather than getting on the ute craze, that possibly could have reduced road trauma in the country by about 5%. So it has had a measurable impact.
That's enormous because I mean the classic Aussie family, isn't it, is mum in a giant four-wheel drive and dad in the ute. So at least one of them isn't as dangerous. What about people movers?
Yeah, people movers have become a very uncommon form of transport in Australia for some reason, yet they're really well specified and comfortable for carrying a large family. Certainly the most popular one, the Kia Carnival, we've managed to rate, and that performs very well. So it's a great option if you've got a number of people to transport around.
I think they're used kind of more in tourism now, certainly here, than we see them being picked up by families, because families are getting those 7-seat four-wheel drives.
Exactly. Then if I tend to find them a lot in tourism and in the hotel industry for picking clients from airports.
Stuart, great to talk to you. If we want to check out your lists for safe picks, where do we go?
You can go a very well integrated site is the TAC's site, howsafeisyourcar.com.au. That has a wealth of information about both new and used cars, as well as describes a lot of safety features that you might want to know about and specify in your next vehicle.
Thanks so much.
No problem at all.